with Shannon,
Emily,
and Hannah, and you're listening to 90.7
FM
WGXC
ACRA.
The WGXC Radio Awards are this Saturday on the radio, and this year, not just programmers can vote, but anyone who is a sustaining supporter of WGXC should have gotten an email with a link to a place to cast your ballot. So look in your email box if you're a WGXC sustaining supporter or a WGXC programmer, and make votes today for the WGXC Radio Awards, which will be announced Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. on February 26th on 90.7 FM.
This is your robot reporter from the radio show Turn on the News, heard every Thursday at 3 p.m. at WGXC 90.7 FM. The station is holding a pledge drive October 17th to October 31st to celebrate 10 years of community radio, and, more importantly, to make sure there are another 10 years. The station is filled with real, actual people, your neighbors, making radio just for you, crafting it with salty songs, crackling dialogue, fascinating interviews, and a clearer take of the local news than you will get anywhere else. Please become a sustaining supporter today, donating as little as 17 cents a day, or $5 a month, to make sure all these terrific, committed community voices continue to fill your listening day with joy and hope. Go to wavefarm.org/donate and do your part today to keep this valuable local resource on the air.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jack Schoonover of Los Angeles, California. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
And this is Tom Rowe in the WGXC newsroom in ACRA with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. CNN reports that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says that most people in the United States live in areas where those who are healthy do not need to wear masks indoors. Still, 28% of Americans live in a county where they need to wear masks indoors. Previously, CDC pointed to levels of coronavirus transmission within communities as a key metric for restrictions and recommended that people in areas with high or substantial levels of transmission about 99% of the population, should wear a mask indoors. Quote, "We are in a better place today than we were 6 months ago, 6 weeks ago, 6 days ago," unquote, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra said in a statement to CNN. Quote, "Now it's time to focus on severity, not just cases of COVID. Because of all the hard work that's been done and the many tools we've developed to tackle COVID, we can ease the guidance on mask use. Not everyone in every place needs to wear a mask," unquote. Since the CDC's message is not crystal clear, expect many people to just hear the part about not wearing masks anymore. Read more about the story at CNN's website. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that on February 24th, Dutchess County Democrats unanimously picked retired Deputy Jillian Hanlon, the first openly transgender person in the office's history, as the Democratic candidate for sheriff. Former Sheriff Butch Anderson passed away in late 2021, and in his absence, Undersheriff Kirk Imperardi has been serving as the acting sheriff. Governor Kathy Hochul has hinted she may appoint someone to fill out the term, but has not acted so far. Hanlon retired from the sheriff's office in 2021 after a 24-year career and now becomes the first woman in the county's history to run for Dutchess County Sheriff. If she wins against Imperardi, she would be the first transgender sheriff in the country and only the second female sheriff in New York. Quote, "It's an historic campaign, and it's time to change the old boys network," unquote, Hanlon said February 25th. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. The Daily Star reports that Assemblyperson Chris Tagg, a Republican from Schoharie who represents Greene County, was appointed this week as vice chair of the Joint Conference Committee. Quote, "I am honored to have the opportunity to serve in this role and get to work to address the challenges facing the people of the 102nd Assembly District and New York State as a whole," unquote, Tagg said in a press release. Quote, "As always, it will be my mission to ensure our state government works for all New Yorkers, from the rolling hills of Schoharie County to the towering skyscrapers of Manhattan. I want to thank Leader Will Barclay and all of my colleagues in the Republican Assembly Conference for their vote of confidence in my abilities. I look forward to continuing to work alongside them to make our state the most safe, prosperous, and free place it can be," unquote. Read more about this story in the Daily Star. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Saturday should be mostly sunny, with a high near 28 and a low around 15. Sunday, there is a 30% chance of rain or snow showers between 1 and 4 p.m., then turning just to snow in the evening. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 37 and a low around 7. Monday should be sunny with a high of 21 and a low around 4. You're listening to the radio WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
Now, from Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival shelter today.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Karen Werner of Montague, Massachusetts. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up, and didn't know where he was.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Sound when you hear radio, you hear the propagation of waves. Before transmitters, there were steeples. Before wireless, there was prayer. Before ham radio, there was monastic devotion. The miracle of radio is just the most modern miracle. What is radio good for? I'll tell you, it's good to dispense information, amuse the multitudes, scare people to death, issue commands, incite riot, a call to arms, chastise the listener, plea for funds, emergency instructions, weather reports, story hour, radio plays, and music, classical, pop, swing, rock and roll, and mood music. Crystal balls are obsolete. But are they? They don't need to be plugged in, and they never need batteries. But where can you find one of those these days? You can pick up a radio at a store.
Always felt like something was gonna happen here, and now I get to witness Hudson growing every year. Thanks to WGX, here we get a song together. I remember when getting friends was tough as leather. I remember when the first head started turning. Now with this radio, my lyrics are burning. This town supported me as I was growing up, and now it seemed to be cruising on the road above.
The buildings, the history, the people, the mystery, WGX.
Thank you. My name is Tom Rowe. You're listening to Saturday Morning Serial, the story of WGXC and how WGXC got on the air. We started off today listening to Brian Dewan's radio song from the first WGXC broadcast, February 26, 2011. Then we heard the WGXC youth theme song recorded by Theo Hammond, Marie Lachey, Olivia Williams, Manu Badilla, Gideon Crevichet, Jeremy Tal, Henry Hirsch at Henry Hirsch's Riverfront Studios with Mark Reed. And next, Tom Skorimbas, or Leroy Kartfracker, tells the tale of getting the transmitter to the top of the mountain to get things started as we turn on WGXC transmitter and tell the history of WGXC.
Sky, Kara, Darna, Sarah, Galen, Margo, Dixie, Tom and Tom and Tom and John and Phil, he drops through Classy, Joan and Powell in the main hall where they still make their sandwiches, the whole dang group, don't do you, including fur in languages.
Now that's a jingle.
They've got Max and Matt showing that neither of them cowards. Up they go through the ice and snow, hell bent for the tower. There's Jim and Jim and Kim who slam and a doo-doo brought his bongos. There's Carlene with the Creole scene and music from the Congo. And everywhere else in the world, still they've got Sunday show, folks can go for trading big and teeny. Laura called, was installed, got herself zucchini. There goes Al with his pal, showing them what to do again. The crew went off back in the hall, now they's eating stew again. Stew is GXC.
Trace WGXC's history back, we must go to 1994 in Tampa, Florida, the Ybor City neighborhood, where Chuck Stevens, Kelly Combat, Billy Budget, myself, and a few others started 87X, a pirate radio station below the 88 FM dial that covered the Ybor City neighborhood in Tampa. At the time, there were six other pirate or micro radio transmitter stations in Tampa, Florida. Eventually, 87X got busted, but not without getting some international notoriety. First, we'll listen to a few moments of sound of a CD skipping for 12 hours overnight on 87X. It's included on a WFMU compilation CD. Then we'll hear Kelly Combat or Kelly Benjamin tell the story of 87X getting shut down by SWAT teams in 1997.
Three places around town simultaneously this was going on. So it was about almost 6:30 in the morning. Chuck and I were laying in bed, and she was about ready to get up. She's a teacher. She was about ready to go to school. And all of a sudden, there's a cop knock. You know how they knock?
I don't know. What is that knock?
It's kind of like this. They go... something like that. But more powerful and fast and angry. Anyway, you know... never saw cops? You know how they knock on doors on cops?
I don't really watch that show.
Oh, okay. We'll watch it sometime because it'll kind of prepare you guys for what could happen. Anyway, they knock like that and they say, "Hey, police, open up, police, open up." And Kathy got out of bed. I guess she was kind of dazed still kind of half asleep. And she opened the door and "Do you have a warrant?" You know, and they said, "Yeah, we have a warrant. Come outside, come outside." And they made her go outside, and they rushed in the house, and rushed in my bedroom while I was still in bed. Said, "Freeze, freeze." One of them had a gun out. One of them was pointing flashlights in my face, because it was still dark out, you know. And I guess...
I'm Tom Rowe, and we are telling the story about WJXC getting on the air on Saturday Morning Serial. And we are listening in to origination stories. We're started off in Tampa, Florida, where pirate radio or micro radio station 87X got started. Eventually, we'll remember some of those names. Chuck Stevens will come back into the story. But I moved to Brooklyn and start Free 103.9, a micro radio station. And Free 103.9 and 87X are both aligned with thousands of other stations committing civil disobedience on the airwaves in the 1990s for a reason. Let's listen to a report from the Columbian News Service about micro radio at the time.
If you happen to be tuning around your FM dial in Williamsburg, Brooklyn on Saturday afternoon 2 weeks ago, you may have heard this. Just between 103.5 WKTU and Q104, New York's only classic rock.
Go ahead and air, and baby like you just don't care. The party's over here. Oh, 103, quite nice FM.
The budding MC calls herself Destiny. She is one of a dozen 9, 10, and 11-year-old radio enthusiasts from Harlem who have come on a field trip to visit one of New York's pirate radio stations. They're here at 103.9 FM to produce their very own broadcast. For about 3 hours, the rambunctious youngsters talk and shout, play tape-recorded interviews they have conducted, and take turns announcing their favorite songs.
How y'all doing out there? All right, we're going to play the Rugrats tape. And I hope y'all enjoy this song. Good shout-out to my family, my friends, and God.
Free 103.9 broadcasts from a 40-watt transmitter and a rooftop antenna. Compared to the 50,000-watt transmitters of many commercial stations, the signal is so low it's called micropower. But the broadcast reaches radios within a few miles. For more than a year, these children have been learning about radio at an after-school program at the housing projects where most of them live. The group is even setting up their own half-watt transmitter that will broadcast to their neighborhood. They call it WKDR, Kids Discover Radio. Pilar Alamo teaches the radio class.
I think this is a great motivation for them. You know, I write contracts with them where in order to borrow the equipment, they have to read me back the contract and sign it. Kids that usually don't read, they're reading that contract like crazy because they want to take the equipment home and, you know.
Alamo says the goal of the radio project is to empower community members, starting with the children, to tell their own stories in their own voices. The drawback is that these radio broadcasts are illegal. Neither Free 103.9 nor WJMZ have a license, and the Federal Communications Commission, which regulates all broadcasting in the United States, does not license micropower radio. When Congress established the FCC in 1934, it recognized the airwaves as public property, but it also recognized them as a scarce resource that needed to be controlled. Otherwise, the broadcast spectrum would become so cluttered that nobody would be able to use it. So Congress charged the FCC to regulate the airwaves and to do so in the public interest. The commission has jurisdiction over every kind of broadcast, from TV and radio to airline and nautical transmissions to cellular telephones, and it vigorously cracks down on unlicensed broadcasters. During the past year and a half, the FCC has shut down more than 475 pirate radio stations across the country. David Fisk is a spokesman for the FCC.
That system only works if everybody has an allocated, you know, slot to use and stays within that slot. The whole purpose is to prevent interference.
Free 103.9.
On Saturday night after the children have left, DJ Dizzy takes to the air. He says he understands the FCC's concerns, but he has been careful to select a frequency and a signal strength that does not interfere with legal stations or other pirates. But he still moves around a lot, playing a cat-and-mouse game with the FCC.
We don't broadcast from a regular position. We don't broadcast on any sort of regular schedule. And we try to just let the people that can tune in know about it.
While the program is music tonight, the station will try anything.
People do radio plays. There's been call-in shows. We had a party on top of the Williamsburg Bridge one night. All these DJs played on top of the bridge.
Dizzy envisions 30 antennas in the area, with different neighborhood groups sharing the same transmitter on a rotating basis. The station might broadcast a block party 1 week, air Hasidic programming the next, and Latin after that. He sees broadcasting as an act of civil disobedience in which the people who own the airwaves are reclaiming them in the public interest. He says the FCC is only protecting the commercial exploitation of the public's airwaves.
The airwaves are this like natural resource, like parkland or something, that's been devastated by commercial development. I mean, it's like if all the parks in the country were had factories on them by these people making their own private money.
Recently, there are signs that the FCC is listening to these and similar arguments. In January, the commission proposed granting new 1,000-watt and 100-watt licenses. FCC spokesman David Fisk.
The idea was that if you could find spaces where you're broadcasting with lower power, then you wouldn't be causing interference with some of the large stations, but you'd enable either a church or a community group or an ethnic group or a college or even a high school could have a short-range broadcasting going, you know, to a particular narrowly defined community in a short area.
But those who already own broadcast licenses don't buy that argument. They say sticking a whole lot of small stations in the radio band would interfere with the already established stations. This is the position of the National Association of Broadcasters, which opposes the FCC's low-power proposal. While pirate operators believe that a plethora of micropower stations is the answer, they also oppose the FCC's low-power proposal. When FCC Chairman William Kennard visited New York last month, about 20 supporters of micro-broadcasting rallied outside the New York Law School, where Kennard delivered a speech. They carried signs that read, "FCC don't stomp on me," and "Micropower to the people." About half the protesters were involved with Steal This Radio, a pirate station for Manhattan's Lower East Side. The activists argue that the 1,000-watt and 100-watt licenses being proposed are still too powerful for most community radio purposes. Michael Eisenenger was one of the demonstrators. He says granting new low-power licenses won't change a thing if the licenses are simply sold to more commercial stations.
We have all sorts of mass media, you know, that we can go to for the corporate or the commercial message. Broadcast really lends itself to, you know, local people talking about local issues.
Until last week, another pirate station was broadcasting in Williamsburg.
WJFZ 89.3, this is Buddha Princess.
WJMZ was on the air three nights a week, broadcasting everything from Latin music to live techno to community activism. The Buddha Princess's Tea Party was on the air every Monday night. Half the show was about sex and the other half about city politics. Tonight, the host and her guest talk about plans to auction off community gardens and the mayor's efforts to enforce an obscure anti-dancing ordinance in New York nightclubs.
Join us as we create a liberated dance zone by forming the world's largest hokey-pokey around City Hall to protest Herr Giuliani's crackdown on unauthorized dance.
Just a week after this program aired, and a few days after the hokey-pokey protest, the FCC shut down WJMZ. Field engineers from the FCC's New York office found the station's studios last Tuesday, and they threatened to fine the pirate operators and seize their equipment if the station didn't cease broadcasting. The FCC will be accepting public comment about its proposal to license low-power stations until June 1st. But the commission made clear that low-power licensing is not an effort to legalize pirate stations. In some cases, pirates who have continued to defy FCC regulations will be banned from applying for low-power licenses. If it's decided that low power is the way to go, changes could be announced by the end of the year. For Columbia Radio News, I'm Greg Clark.
Before WGXC got on the FM airwaves, Free 103.9 online radio existed since 2001, broadcasting 24 hours a day, online radio art and more, including the Battlefield Earth program from Dan Seward. WGXC started its own online webcast on May 9th, 2009, first at the Catskill Community Center and then in Germantown. Here is that first WGXC online broadcast, the first moments on WGXC online radio.
First broadcast of WGXC coming to you live from the Catskill Community Center on beautiful Main Street in Catskill, New York. We're all very excited. This is a maiden voyage for a community radio station, and we've got a lot of wonderful things planned for you for the next couple of hours, so please stay with us. Right now in the studio, we have a local musician by the name of Rob Hervey, and he's going to be performing for us for a few minutes here. Rob, it's a pleasure to have you.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
If you'd like to tell us a little bit about the instrument that you're going to be playing for us. It's a little unusual looking, and I'm wondering how many people may really be aware of it.
Well, this is what's known as a didgeridoo, and it's Australian, and it's thought to be the oldest instrument in the world, by some accounts, some 40,000 years old. And I've been playing it since about 1996, and it's just a hollow tube. Traditionally, it's made out of eucalyptus branches that are hollowed out by termites, and the termites like to eat the soft, pulpy inside of the branch, and they leave it hollow, and then the Aboriginal people go and they make instruments out of it.
Well, looking at it, it looks very intricate. There's a lot of design on it. Did you do that yourself?
No, I bought this like that.
But, okay.
The Aboriginal people like to use a lot of dots, like a mosaic almost. And then they're very in touch with nature, so they'll have like a lot of animals. On this one is an animal that's known as a basilisk. It's a lizard that can run on water, and it's native to Australia.
Then on February 26th, 2011, lots of folks gathered at the Catskill Community Center from 2 to 6 p.m. for the first broadcast of WGXC. The transmitter actually got turned on a few minutes before, and this was the first song played on WGXC from Chuck Stevens, or Transmaniacon MC, from the original 87X crew in Tampa, Florida in 1994 to WGXC in 2011. Here's the first song ever, Radio, from Transmaniacon MC on WGXC.
Turning on the good vibrations, spinning all the windows for you. Stay with the station that'll bring you all the best in music.
Oh, hell no. I know you didn't just touch my radio. You could do that in China, but you would get your killed out here, man. I'm going to show you real music.
Thank you.
Always felt like something was gonna happen here, and now I get to witness Hudson growing every year. Thanks to WGXC, we get a song together. I remember when getting friends was tough as leather. I remember when the first head started turning. Now with this radio, my lyrics are burning. This town supported me as I was growing up, and now it seemed to be cruising on the road above.
The buildings, the history, the people.
Testing.
Hello, how are you doing?
Check, 1, 2. Okay, everybody's ready? WGXC 90.7 servicing Accra, Catskill, and Hudson, Columbia, and Greene County. Woo! Thank you, Colorado. So we're gonna proceed with the celebration here, which is now is on the way. So have fun, folks.
Next track. There it goes. It's blinking. Why are you whispering, Gus? It's almost.
Well, I went and cashed in my stamps down at the Giant Tone. All the while, I had WGXC on the radio. Down at the Tone. Drove out to Earlton and pushed a snapping turtle out the road. Volume up. After all, I was getting out my truck, pushed into safety with a cardboard box, and wished him good luck. So I got back in my truck and turned the volume back down.
next to these parts, everything that's going down. Now let me tell you something about them folks there at WGHC. That radio station, why, it's been just like a radio station to me. Don't serve nobody nor nothing except in the community. And that's you and me. This is Leroy Kartfrecker of the Criminal Farmers talking at you. And just in case you hasn't already figured it out, you're listening to say it with me now. WGXC.
WGXC.
The best dang radio station in Columbia and Green Counties. Yeah, you thought I was going to say the world, didn't you? Well, I got out my truck and I hollered at the thing. He said, hey, Turno, what the hell you doing just sitting in the road? Didn't pay me no heed. I tried pushing them out the road with my foot. Good Lord, didn't try a second time. They faster than you think, just a lunging and a snapping at you. So I went to get the cardboard box. Sure as shine, all over the rise come a town truck. Hell bent for
you. You can sing from any place that you happen to be. If you're in your car listening now or out there, anyone's welcome.
Won't you listen to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing? Turn the radio on. Turn the radio on. If you want to feel the good vibrations coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God. Turn the radio on. Turn the radio on. Let's hear the music on the air. Oh, yes, turn the radio on.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned to WGXC 90.7 FM. I hope you turn your radio on for that one. Thank you for being here today. Thank you, all of you out there listening. This is the beginning of a new era. You have a community radio serving you, so take advantage of it.
What's going on? You're rocking with Young Paris. You're now listening to WGXC
90.7 FM.
Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
Hands-on and listener-supported radio.
Radio.
For Green and Columbia Counties.
Hello, Abnara.
I'm Pamela Badila.
This is Daniel.
This is
Aubrey.
This is At The Row.
putting the community back in radio.
The whole idea of the community radio is so great, and it's really about getting people involved in their communities. It's about learning about what's happening in your backyard. It's education.
They want sauerkraut, and they grew up having sauerkraut. They know it, and they don't say, I want mustard. It's sauerkraut. They reveal exactly what they want. Very few people come up and say, I want you to take me around everywhere that you can buy a hot dog in the city, in the county.
And you're back with the afternoon show, interviewing John Thorne, noted baseball expert.
Buenas tardes, amigos. Latinoamérica, su programa Amigo.
Radio apoyada solamente por nuestros radioescuchas. Es una radio comunitaria para los condados de Greene y Columbia.
One of the things that is really interesting and very mysterious is the fact that what we experience is really more memory than it is real time, because we're always half a second behind.
This is Atrevida, and the recording you just heard was from Luke Skywalker's training in Star Wars, Good and Evil, Belief and Disbelief. This controversy has been going on from the beginning of human interaction, wherever and whenever that began.
I'm Liz Lo-Judas, your host from Cornell Cooperative Extension's Agroforestry Resource Center. So in the aftermath of Irene, I decided to postpone my planned show so that I can do my work as an extension educator and share research-based information that I hope will be helpful for people recovering from the storm.
Anyone can add an event to the WGXC calendar online at wgxc.org/event. So please, let WGXC listeners know when you're making news or when you have an event to share with your community.
Nous avons joué Wall Pano, à ce que papa après-midi, parce que nous avons dans New England, que nous avons fait un gig, Lord Boas. And this is something that I'm trying to keep with the Haitian community, the English community, so we have to say it in two different languages. But in any case, it's my pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
This is WGXC Community Radio, where they let me do this. And, well, I had one of those mornings today where, you know, I thought I really wanted a cup of coffee, but I had all these other things, and I kept saying, okay, it's more important for me to get my daughter to camp, to talk to my friend. It's more important for me to go through and pick out songs for my radio show, and it's more important that I get to the radio station. And at about 10 of 12, as I was driving here, I thought, no, I had it all wrong. The most important thing that I had to do today was drink coffee. If I had just had a cup of coffee, instead everything has been like a bunch of pieces of paper torn up and thrown into the air and falling all over the place. So, but never fear. I pulled off the road at the Cumberland Farms. I got myself some coffee. So we're gonna be just fine here, you and me.
We're gonna be just fine here, you and
just
me.
Fine here.
Mr. Whitehead, are you there? Mr. Whitehead, are you there? And in this case, Mr. Whitehead is there. We're here. Your host today on WGXC for the next few hours, celebrating the hands-on birth of WGXC 90.7 FM. And I come here to praise, really, the double mission of serving community. Of course, we know that communication is community, but also exploring the medium of radio. And so all this creative, all this talk about creative medium and the creative possibilities and the transmission arts and all of this, what it really is about is finding out where we are when we're on the air and where you are in relationship to this phenomenon of radio.
I don't
50,000 watts of power. We go by faster miles an hour with the radio on.
Beep.